Music lives in an historic building on Philadelphia's Locust Street, where David Michie restores and sells violins and bows, drawing virtuoso musicians from far and wide. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston paid a visit to this master craftsman.
Students from the nearby Curtis Institute of Music rush in for emergency repairs. Fledgling string players and professionals alike come in search of not just the right violin, but the perfect bow. David Michie has advised great string players, including Sarah Chang, Philadelphia Orchestra concertmaster David Kim, and the legendary DePasquale family, on the selection process.
They play the bows first to determine, okay, is this a sound I love? So they've tried 10 bows, they narrow it down to 3 or 4. Then they take the bow and test it for balance. How does it feel in the hand? Does it feel heavy at the tip? Does it feel heavy at the frog? Then they will start to do various bow strokes, whether it's spiccato, a bouncing, or martelet, a stop type of bowing. And they'll then decide, is this a bow that works very well with my commands that I'm giving it? Or is this a bow that I just love the sound so much that I can adapt to it? It's almost harder to find a bow than it is to find an instrument. It's a very, very personal marriage.
Bows can cost thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Michie says what drives the choice of a bow is not usually money, but the immutable blending of violin and bow.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.